And we're live.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. And I am your host, Brian Ozone, along with the Texas Chainsaw Teacher, Andrew Kay. What's up, my man?
The Texas Chainsaw Teacher?
Yeah.
Like a horror movie now?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of a cool nickname for you. It's the only thing that could pop up in my head.
Yeah, it's not Texas Chainsaw Teacher, I promise.
Yeah, no. Complete opposite. It's just trying to come up with something clever.
Hey, you know, though, Frightmare was in Dallas last weekend.
Yeah?
I didn't get to go to it, but I did go to an event. I got to see, that's right, who's the diabetes guy? Sorry, from the movie The Thing. Wilford Brimley. I got to see Wilford Brimley.
Oh, really?
Talk about the movie that he made 35 years ago. It was great.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Was he nice? Was he a good, like, you know, like some...
He was hilarious and crotchety as all hell.
Oh, nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, because, you know, you meet some of these people, and it's like you're, like, killing them. Like, all you're really doing is pretty much praising them, and they take it as, like...
He was really cool. It was actually really fun. Mondo did a live broadcast of it. It was worthwhile. It was for the movie The Thing, so if anyone's not ever seen The Thing, which is an awesome movie... totally worth looking at the live broadcast of the panel. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was the commish too, right?
He was not the commish.
No.
That was Michael Shiddick or something, whatever his name is.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of someone else.
He was the guy in Cocoon. He's the old guy, Wilford Brimley. He's got, like, you know, the mustache going on.
Right,
he's
diabetes. I was thinking of someone else.
All good.
This weekend was Free Comic Book Day, man. You able to go to your comic book store?
I went to a couple, actually.
Really? I went to mine, and I was talking to Dirt before the broadcast here. It was absolutely insane. I've never seen it that crazy before. And it's pretty cool that my store had 20% off pops too. So they were
nice.
Yeah, they were selling like hotcakes, man. My son got three. He got a couple of wrestlers and some underpants dude that's in books he reads or something.
Captain Underpants.
Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah, I don't know. It's always a fun experience. Luckily, I was able to get the free Batman comic, which I was happy about. I actually got like six or seven of them. They're pretty lenient with me with that. I've been going to them for over 20 years. So
what's the new Batman comic? I didn't see it on Free Comic Book Day. What was it about?
I didn't read it yet, actually. You got to give me your address. I'll send you one.
Okay. Let's talk what He-Man, right? We're not here for comics.
True.
Unless you're gonna talk more about it.
True. No, that's.
I didn't see the He-Man stuff at Free Comic Book Day. It was awesome, but there were no He-Man products.
No He-Man.
DC comic for He-Man?
And nothing in the horizon at all. They said. I asked. They said there's nothing in the works. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll have to see and wait. So. Talking about Masters of the Universe.
Yes.
What's going on with this movie news all of a sudden?
2019!
I know!
Yay!
Yeah.
I look forward to a movie. I really do. I don't know what to expect, though, because it's so far out. I mean...
Right. I know. It is... I mean, I did read a few articles. Again, I'm very skeptical about it because how many times have we heard this story? I mean, in the past five years, you know.
I mean,
I'm not really getting my hopes so high and really getting into it.
Yeah, because before this, McGee was doing it.
Right.
Before that, the director of the G.I. Joe second movie was going to do it. You know, we've been hearing these rumors for a while and a few announcements. And as awesome as it is for them to announce it this far in advance, I'm pretty sure they're in pre-production at this stage. They won't film it for another year.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, supposedly, yeah, it's green lit and it's a go.
It's green lit, but it's like a year away from them even filming it. I mean, we're looking at a lot of things that have to happen before they can, put it on the screen.
Right.
And realistically, I mean, that could be awesome, and I want the best for it. But we've heard this far too often. The last time a Masters of the Universe movie was made, it was a cash grab.
Right.
It was an awesome movie. I love the movie. Don't let anyone else think that I don't. I own far too much memorabilia from it.
Yeah.
But it was a cash grab at the base root of it. And here we are looking at another movie coming out in 2019. And, just as many rumors as there are who could be playing He-Man or Skeletor or whatever, I possibly think they're releasing the movie because their license will expire in 2020.
Yeah, that plays a bigger role in it. I'm sure they're probably going to want to get as much out of the property as they can before
they lose the rights.
Yeah, so that definitely is probably going to play a factor in it. Again, I would love to dedicate and completely have faith and be like, yes, a movie, finally, this and this and this. But I did read something somewhere that they are trying to get the characters right. They're trying to figure out what characters to include. So that kind of gives me a little bit of hope that they're going to do it the right way.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like a rush job and let's throw everybody in it that they ever had. And it's like a free for all. So
yeah. Hopefully
in the long run and the wait, I mean, basically we've been waiting now 20 years, it's gonna pan out, and I think that they're gonna do the right thing. I have a good feeling.
I will say this: when they announce a movie this far in advance, like they announce, like all the Star Warses, they've announced a couple years in advance. We know when the next Age of Ultron or next, sorry, not Age of Ultron, but the next Avengers is coming out. They have those dates announced way in advance. Now, but the news about those movies is we know it's coming. That's the date that they've specified it's going to be done by. That's going to be the release date unless they change it by a month or so. But we're going to get the dang movie. How many times have we been told that for He-Man and got it?
Ridiculous time. You could count it on your hands and toes a couple of times. But this, yeah. But this. I do have faith that this is going to happen, but I don't have faith that it will be something that it's what we're expecting or what we want it to be. So, but I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope they actually pull a rabbit out of their hat and they pull out an awesome product. I mean, I really, really hope that they go and look at what J.J. Abrams did with Star Wars and use puppets.
Use puppets.
Yeah.
The hand puppet type.
Yeah. I mean, and
let's hire Dolph Lundgren again.
Yeah. Hey, I guarantee he'll be in there as a cameo. I guarantee it. But J.J. Abrams brought Star Wars back, and he used puppets, like the puppeteers, like they did in the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
He used way less CGI. And it shows, and I'm not a fan of the CGI. I think CGI, if it's needed and it's necessary, that's fine. But I don't want it in my face the whole entire movie. It just takes it away. It takes away something from the movie from me for it. I'd rather, if it's needed, it's needed. But if you can do it without it, do it without it. To me, it's just better. It's just way better.
Well, and I've already said this a couple times in a couple ways, but in the 1990s, they didn't used to tease movies this far in advance.
No, you're right. You are right.
So our hype machine is 2 years early, and we have to wait this time. I honestly don't even want to, watch a trailer anytime soon or see a teaser.
Right.
I'm over talking about it because, 2 years is a long time to wait.
Yeah, usually they would when they would announce the movie, they would have footage to go along with it, at least.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no footage right now.
They didn't even start filming yet. I mean, this.
What if they pick Channing Tatum to play He-Man?
Channing Tatum. I don't know, man. It's.
I know, like, what if they do that? Like, that's why I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it. Talk about it. I mean, it's so far in advance.
It's true. It is. It's 2 years. A lot can happen in 2 years.
Yeah. Hey, they could hire you to play He-Man, right?
That'd be great. I mean, listen, look what just happened with the Batman. Ben was directing it, wrote it, starred.
Wait, you're talking about Ben Affleck?
Yes, yeah, the new Batman movie that's supposed to be coming out. He was directing.
No, he's not directing anymore.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be my point. Like, a lot can happen. Like, he went from doing everything now.
You're right. Not doing anything.
to doing nothing. Just playing the part. So, in 2 years, a lot can happen.
Yep.
And hopefully it's for the better. You know, hopefully.
Hopefully.
You know? That's what I'm waiting for.
Are you eating something?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just eating one of those zebra cakes. I haven't eaten yet. I lost track of time. I got home late from work, but yeah. So, you know, it's a movie. I really hope something, you know, good comes out of it. I really do. I'm just sick of the speculation and all the hype and everything, and it just flops.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What else we got to talk about?
Yeah.
What else, He-Man, are we talking about today?
Well, we could talk about the Target loyal subjects figures. I actually was able to grab a box the other day, and
you got a Chaser too, didn't you?
I did. I got the Blood Skeletor. I got two Teela's.
Teela's not a Chaser though. Teela's a regular figure.
Right. Yeah. But it was pretty cool to actually get two Teela's.
Nice.
Actually one box was missing completely, and then one box someone stole the figure from. So I didn't get a complete box, but I got, 16 figures, 18 figures, whatever. It was like 200.
Okay, we're talking loyal subjects now.
Hey!
What's going on?
How's it going?
The Waffle King. What's up?
What's up, Andrew? What's up, Brian?
How much?
Hey, my man. So yeah, I mean, the loyal subjects hit Target. And then I read yesterday that they're hitting Hot Topic now too.
Yep.
Now,
all with the same sculpts. All with the same. I mean,
so that's my question to you. You're
so irritated.
You're
Slump Pit He-Man's the same.
Because you're like the inside guy for that stuff. So it's basically the same wave that Hot Topic and Target has, right? That's what I'm
okay.
Getting.
So I don't know specifically, but I have a feeling that a lot of the figures are the same, just like they were the same with the wave of what was it called? The wave of the Walmart ones.
Walmart. Yeah, because I've seen them call the Target wave two. So
it's not called wave two. It's so what happens is they call it, it's wave one,
right?
And then it's the Walmart wave, the Target wave, the now Hot Topic wave, and then we're gonna get a Walgreens wave in a couple of weeks too.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sick of it already. And none of them are gonna be new sculpts. I talked about it last week, and I don't hate the company. I actually really like the company. But, like, money-wise, it's killer. Like,
you know,
He-Man.
Yeah, I mean, I just found out that there's a difference between the Walmart and the Target Beastman. Like, the stamp on his foot are on different feet. That's the only difference I heard.
The boxes are actually different.
To me, that's just annoying now. Now, you know, that, because as a completist, I'm like, I have to have it. And to me, that's, It makes no sense to do something like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That kind of frustrates me. To me, I mean, I like the idea that they painted them red. That was cool. I like the idea that they flocked them. That was cool. But
yeah,
now you're just going to put the stamp on his left leg instead of his right leg. I mean, that to me gets silly. And
well, that was the thing that I talked about last week. The Trapjaw, the Skeletor, and the Beastman are identical to the Walmart versions, other than the stamp on their leg, obviously. Well, so if you ordered a case of these and tried to order a case of the Walmart ones, you're going to have a lot of repeats, other than a stamp on the leg.
So same thing with Beastman too, then. He'd fall in that same category.
So yeah, Trapjaw and Beast. Well, you were talking. You said Beastman earlier, but Beastman and Trapjaw is what I'm talking about. And then I think Skeletor as well.
I think Skeletor is the same as well too. Yeah, to me, that's just like cuckoo, man. It's like, you know what? Like, why don't you just change their boots? Give them like feet or boots. You know, one or the other. You know, like change.
Well, they did that with the Skeletor, and that was the only real difference there was the feet.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm over it.
Yeah, you know, man.
I really like them. I'm going to see them at San Diego in a couple of months, and I'll be buying some new ones when I see them in San Diego. And I might pick up a couple here and there, but I mean, it's hard to just rebuy the same figure. I mean,
it's very frustrating. It is.
It's very frustrating.
It is. And also, don't forget, I mean, they already came out with that two-pack of Trapjaw and Man at Arms, I believe, right?
The Trapjaw and Beastman.
Right. Okay. So there's another Beastman and there's another Trapjaw.
So far, they've released, I think it's because those were the toy versions. Then they released the Wave 1 versions. Then they released the Walmart versions.
Right.
That's three different versions of each of the figures so far, plus the Chase version of Beastman. Right. And then they released them again for a fourth time with different stamps on their legs.
Yeah, see, that's to me, that's just like really like pulling the string as thin as you can. It's driving me crazy, man. It's like absolutely insane. When my friend told me the other day about the Beastman thing, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So now I need to get a Beastman. You know, the complete. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
I can handle the flock Beastman because at least that's different. But
well, yeah, I think the flock one is the only one I should have collected.
Well, that's what I said. Like, the flock was cool. I mean, that's. You know, that was genius. That was really cool that they did that. You know, but just to put a stamp on a left leg or a right leg, to me, that's silly. That's pointless. To me, you don't need to do that. I mean, just leave it the way it is and just, okay, you know, you just get a beast, the same beast man, you know? But to do that, it's just silly, man. It really gets like the completists and the people with OCD crazy, you know? It's like they got to have everything. Yeah, you know, it's silly. Oh man! So what's going on in the world of waffles there, Aaron?
Not a lot, man. It's been a busy past week. We've had a lot going on. We've done one almost every night of the week this past week. So I was on, and then John was on, and then back around to David, and then back around to me, back to John, back to me. So it's been a wild week, man.
Why don't you explain this, the whole process of what you guys do, you know?
Well, okay, for example, like last Tuesday I did two for Tuesday. So what it was $2 buy-ins. You could buy three spots, however many you wanted. And then, of course, you get your name on the wheel, spin it live. I go live at like 10:30 normally, and more or less, we just hang out and talk and chat and have a good time and talk about the figures and talk about, you know, the stuff that's going on. And then I'll have a couple of surprises. We'll do some extra spins. I normally do some artwork. I like to do some rare collectibles if I can find them. Lots of minis. David Carboca has been sending out the Dark Horse books. He's just those have been prizes. So, I mean, we've given away some crazy stuff. The other night I did two for Tuesday. I did a two pack. So it was, I think it was Laser Light Skeletor and Laser Power He-Man. And so we did those as the main event, sort of, you know, the one that everybody wanted to play for. And then after that, I spun two or three more wheels to where you got to pick a number, and that number was a classics figure I have sitting here. I have 12 in a row, so you just, the luck of whatever you drew. We gave away a lot of stuff the other night, Shadow Beast, it's all classics.
So basically what you're doing is you go and buy the product, and then you would like kind of like basically raffling it off. Like people will buy like, you know, basically they buy a raffle ticket, but
yeah. And the idea, I think a lot of people will look at it from the outside and say, oh my gosh, you guys are just raking in a lot of money. But the truth is, I do free shipping for everybody. I also do, you know, every waffle that I do, I normally give away 5 to 6 items. So once the post goes out for that, that's normally eat into most of whatever was left from the price of the figure. So,
yeah,
you know, it's really more a chance for the community to get together and do something fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we give the money away to different things. We help each other. We've done different things. We did Toys for Tots, and
that's great. So,
man, it's a fun thing, really, more than anything.
Yeah, and I mean, the toys you're giving away aren't cheap either. I mean, a Shadow Beast, I don't know how much you paid for it, but I know it's more than $40.
Oh man, I did 3 Shadow Weavers in a row, and
Shadow Weavers,
yeah, and then spun around and did a Red Grandmere. And wow. I mean, we've given away some great. David Carbalka did a Castle Grayskull, so oh. I mean, I've done Point Dread. I mean, you know.
Wow.
But we have some crazy group things that we talk about and some things that we've been saying since the beginning. We always do a pause for the cause, and I'll stop and have a drink of my attorney and lager. And, you know, I'll normally flip the camera around and have a drink with the people. And, you know, so we have a fun time with it. It's an adult-friendly kind of thing.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's very cool. It's very good. I mean, and again, that's you're helping the community out. It's
Andrew, I've seen you in there, man. Did you popped in and watched one, didn't you, Andrew?
Oh, I've watched one or two. Yeah, I like to watch them. I don't have the money, nor do I do stuff right now to actually enter them. But I've popped in several times, actually.
Oh, man, I don't – you know, I would rather everybody just come hang out because everybody's talking in the comments and we're having fun. So, you know, if I don't care if people don't play. I mean, it's fine. Let's have fun and do it.
Now, like, depending on the character or the toy – the amount for the raffle changes. Like I mean, Shadow Weaver is an expensive figure.
I did Shadow Weaver at 5. So $5 on her.
Okay.
All of my entry points normally, because we do loose figures, and David and John do the same thing, but David does a mega waffle and his is a little bit different, but for mine, it's normally three. We either do a $2, a 3 to 5 or a 5 to 8. And yeah, meaning okay. If you want one spot, it's 5. If you want 2 spots, it's 8, you know,
right. Oh, so. Cool. It's good to know. So, I mean, you guys listening out there, if you want to catch up on figures, man, check out these the Waffle websites. You know?
Yeah, man, come hang out with us and party with us. We have a good time.
Yeah, it's they do good stuff, and they'll help you catch up. And speaking of the figures, we should talk about the shop.mattel.com.
Yeah, that let's talk that disaster this past week. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the three of us were going through hell there for a while, man. Yeah, and you know what's funny? I just went through my emails. Originally, I was trying to get Andrew his 3 and my 2.
Yeah.
And I was doing PayPal, and it kept saying redefined. I don't remember the word they used. Whatever, it wasn't working, so I couldn't get him. And then Andrew said that he got his, so I missed out on the boat. But okay. I believe that night or the following day they were back on. I think Aaron gave me the heads up.
Yeah, they were back order though.
Yeah. Right. So I was able to order them, and I looked today, and I ordered 2 orders of 2, so I got 4 coming.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I was having a problem with it because I was, and I think this was on the second day, maybe. I had noticed I got up. I normally get up about 5:30 to leave, and I had looked at my phone, and I decided to check the page just to see if anything was up, and it wasn't. But a little bit later, the Wind Raider came on, and it was at $12. And
no way.
Oh, yeah, man. $12 Wind Raider.
Are you kidding? You know what I mean? It looks like what?
Well, no, here was the thing. It would let you add it to
Yeah, but it won't let you check out.
But when you would go to check out, it would say bad parameter order ID or something like that. So
Yeah. That's the crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you could never complete it.
Oh, man. $12 for, oh, my God. I got like six of them things, man.
I called Mattel, and I tried to talk to him about it. I actually called him twice over that sale. I tried the morning before and then the next day. But the next day when I spoke to him about the Wind Raider, she said, that's just not available. I said, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
yeah, that the way that went down, man, you know, I think it went live at like 6 a.m. and – you know, by 6:15, everything was wiped out. So it was.
Yeah, it's going to go fast.
Pretty well gone.
Yeah, for those prices, you know, people are going to jump on them, especially if you want to make armies and stuff like that. I mean, I got an army of Wind Raiders. I got, like I said, I got like five or six Wind Raiders. I got a couple of Point Dreads.
Dreads? How big is your room to put these in?
Dude,
man, that thing's massive.
I just got the Batman animated series Batwings. Holy crap. The box of that thing is humongous. I haven't opened it yet, but I mean, oh my God, I can't believe it, how big it is.
Well, I was fairly impressed with the size of Point Dread, and if I don't have Castle Grayskull, the Classics Grayskull, so if that's any indication of the size of Grayskull, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
Just wait till you see Snake Mountain if they ever come out with it. That was humongous.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. I mean, if they could get that done, that's definitely something I'd be interested in.
Yeah, yep. me and Andrew had the gracious of seeing that in person, man.
We saw it in person. The pleasure of seeing it in person. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That thing was amazing, man. I hope to God they make that thing.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they will. I mean, I feel like that's definitely, as much as their fingers on the pulse of what's going on, I feel like they definitely will do that. And, you know, praise Super 7 as usual. But, like, I felt like just the shipping thing that was going on this past week, you know, just to reach out and say, hey, we're trying to find a cheaper shipping option and, you know, we'll refund you if we find it. So it seems like they did that. That was pretty cool for this past week.
You know what, though? Yeah. I'm going to throw this out there because I think we're all thinking it. I don't think it's expensive at all. I think the shipping was pretty cheap for the eight figures. I was not the eight to 16 figures. I was looking at getting.
How much was the shipping for the 16 figures?
It was like 42 or something.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's on six figures.
Yeah. We're talking like the breakdown is so cheap. Like I'm going, dang. Like I'm not paying very much. I mean, it didn't start off very much, anyways. But I mean, I added a lot to my cart. So go figure.
Well, I got two of each. So mine came out to the total is like $620, I believe, something like that. Like six and change.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. I don't think it was that bad, to be honest with you.
It's not terribly bad for what you're getting. And, you know, so
we're ordering two sets of each.
Right.
So that right there is it's expensive.
Yeah, you're taking a hit.
Oh, yeah. See, what the thing is with that is I have an agreement with my wife. My wife buys me the subscription. So that's my Christmas gift, birthday gift, Father's Day gift, Valentine's Day gift. You know, like that's my gifts throughout the year. So,
what a gift it is, man. I'd be perfectly cool with that. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's what we have. She gets
Man,
me
skip me on everything else. Just hook me up with the He-Man.
That's it, dude. I get my toys throughout the year, and I'm happy, you know? She gets her friggin' Coach bags and diamond earrings, and, you know, I pamper her.
Those own money!
Yeah, man, you know? I gotta make her happy. She's making me happy, so, you know.
I hear you, man. So what else we got? I tell you one I saw earlier that was interesting. I don't know if you guys caught it, but one of the guys posted the group, Brad Goodman, shared Funko Masters of the Universe Specialty Series Pop Trap Jaw.
Yeah, what's the deal with this? When's he again coming out? Because
he was supposed to come out last month. He's supposed to be coming out by the end of this month, though.
Well, apparently this link was good. It was to Radar Toys, and they bought a bunch of them, and now they're gone. So a lot of the guys in my group grabbed them, and they're gone.
Okay.
Well, no, I've actually got a pre-order with my local store. My local store is going to get them, and they're going to save me one. So I'll have a trap jaw in my
collection.
Cool
deal, man. I mean, this is a cool-looking figure. It's pretty sweet. I mean, it's your standard Funko, but it's cool.
Right. Yeah, but it completes the collection, so you got to have it.
But, yeah, apparently this was, like, through RadarToys.com, and it was available for a bit. I guess I saw a bunch of people saying they grabbed it, and now it's gone.
It's just a pre-order, but, yeah, it hasn't actually released yet.
Yeah, because I bought one off of eBay, and I just wrote to him yesterday. I'm like, I still haven't gotten the figure, but I didn't know that they didn't ship them yet, so I got to wait.
I just checked it again, and it shows that it is available.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like it's in stock?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe they got their stock already. Who knows?
I don't know. That's odd. But, yeah, it shows it's available. It's RadarToys.com if anybody wants to check it out.
Cool. Very cool. All right, so let's get into a topic that supposedly one of us came up with it, but we don't know. But this is a theory that we've come up with. Coincidentally,
you mean the one that I talked about last week?
I think what this is going to be is whoever presents the most original material right now. This was their idea.
Well, this is the 20th anniversary of the 87 live action movie.
Right.
I'm sure I didn't come up with this. I'm sure someone else smarter came up with this before you and I thought of this. Hence why the planning.
But I feel like this originated with Andrew.
I didn't hear from nobody, but I don't know. Whatever. So what the theory is it's the 20th anniversary of the 1987 live-action Masters of the Universe movie. And at this year's PowerCon, we are going to have Gary Goddard, the director.
It's the 30th anniversary.
30th, I'm sorry. We are going to have Blade. I forget the guy's name who played Blade. We're going to have Meg Foster, who played Evelyn. I'm not sure if Christina Pickles, who played Sorceress, she usually always comes. But I'm just speculating that hopefully there may be an announcement of maybe an 87 movie sub to coincide with the 30th anniversary of the movie with all these people involved in the movie. Now, I'm hoping I'm right. I'm hoping that the speculation is right and we finally will get this because I think it's something that we do need.
Okay. I'm on board. I can see.
Now, again, if you want to get technical with the loopholes, Marvel did do the adaptation comic book of the movie. So, with that being said, they do and can make the figures of the people that were in the comic.
No, they can't.
So, maybe, hopefully, Super 7 has something up their sleeve, and we'll announce it at PowerCon.
The comics are actually owned by Classic Media still.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comics aren't owned by Mattel. They're owned by Classic Media.
Okay. So what does that actually mean? So we have – well, because I remember Gary Goddard saying in an interview that it's very hard – to do because there's so many people's fingers in the pie.
Correct. So what my idea was last week when we talked about it was that it's not Gary Goddard that we're actually worried about, though I'm sure he also does have his own little piece to it. William Stout, the designer for the characters.
Oh, right. He'll be there too. Yes.
He'll be there too.
Yes.
And he's the one who specified that he would never work with Mattel.
Right.
And now that it's Super 7, there's a good chance that he's willing to work with Super 7 because it's not Mattel.
Correct. Correct. I meant to mention him as well. he had a lot to do with the designs of all the costumes and everything.
Yeah, he designed it all. He designed,
yeah, he designed everything.
He designed everything. Yeah. He designed Castle Grayskull or the fact that it's Snake Mountain.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he did reveal some of those details recently. Yes. Yeah. And it's odd, you know, this is the 30th anniversary coming around, and all of a sudden some of these folks are becoming active in the community, and I just think it's interesting that maybe, you know, there's something brewing that we don't know about.
Right.
Well, like, for Meg Foster and for Anthony DeLongis, the guy that plays Blade.
That is Blade.
And, you know, for Gary Goddard, they already do some of the circuits already. They've actually done PowerCon before, if I remember correctly. I know Anthony DeLongis has done it before.
Yes.
I think Meg Foster has as well.
Yes, she has.
Gary,
yeah.
I don't know, but no, it still sounds good.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that William is talking a lot more, and so I don't know. I'd like to see some stuff announced for a new movie during that time, and possibly make some figures.
Well, 2 years at 2 years ago at MondoCon in Austin, he presented. He didn't actually do it, but he was on the panel for that Masters of the Universe documentary on who created Masters of the Universe, where it's between Roger Sweet and Mark Taylor, and it goes back and forth, of course.
Yes.
And he was there to answer questions afterwards, and he was all kinds of wanting to talk about the movie. This was 2 years ago in October, October of 2 years ago at MondoCon. So I'm pretty sure – I mean, he's a fan. I think he likes where it's going. He just didn't want to deal with Mattel, if I understand correctly.
Okay. Okay, that's good. I know the door is open, which is always good. There must have been a lot of bad blood back in the day with a lot of these things.
And well, you know how the movie came out and how it was rushed and how they didn't approve any of his things.
Yeah.
And how, you know, there were just one problem after another. You can watch it about the production company, but what was it, Canon Films?
Yeah,
Canon Films had some problems.
Well, they had 300 films going on at once at that time.
Yeah, and they went bankrupt right afterwards, they had problems. And it wasn't just Electric Boogaloo.
They didn't have money. You know, they ran out of money on set, so that's the problem.
Yes, and it was supposed to get Spider-Man. What?
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah, they were supposed to get Spider-Man at the time as well, I believe. Well, they
the movie,
Yes, they were supposed to do something with Spider-Man, and that fell through, and if you guys have the Blu-ray, watch the documentary, or I don't know if it's the documentary or the
Are you talking about the documentaries,
or the commentary, one or the other. They
might be the commentary. Yeah, the documentary is really good. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, they bring all that up. It's probably the commentary, but Gary Goddard, he explains everything in detail, and it's really, really good. I mean, especially if you've seen the movie 1,000 times. You know,
I have.
Yeah, I'm sure you could just. the Gary Goddard parts are good. So,
love the 87 movie. I think it's amazing. So, anything, it is what it is. So, for anything to be any kind of buzz or anybody to be talking about that, and especially that we've got that particular panel lined up, and then, you know, Super 7's got some stuff still to show us, and everybody's together for that. So, I don't know, man. That would be amazing to get to get some of those figures.
Yeah, I think we're in for a surprise. I mean, well, I'm hoping we're in for a surprise. I mean, it could be wrong. Hope I'm not, but I just think the moon and the sun and everything's in line. We're in for some good news, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think we're it's time that we get some really good news. And to get that sub, I think it would kick some major butt. I mean, it would be great. I would love to have a Dolph He-Man figure.
Well, that's something that everybody, you know, if even you go back and look at the forums and the discussions on the .org and some of that, I mean, people have been wanting that forever. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was just a complete kind of thing. I mean, you got to have it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's part of the canon. It's part of the history, man. You need it. You need it. We definitely need it. I mean, the thing with Super 7, I think what's actually cool with them that they should do is they should do like a pre-order to get the numbers of who wants them. Mm-hmm. So they know that they're going to be able to make a certain amount and then make a, you know, whatever, 50 more to sell at the store or keep online or whatever.
Well, you've seen those polls that you can do on your page. Like you can set up a poll and have people answer. Yeah. It would be interesting if Super 7 threw some of those out there and just said, you know, hey, what would you guys like? And I think it's a good way to gauge interest, especially in, you know, how many figures would you get or.
Yeah. No, I see where you're going. I agree. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it would be a cool idea for them, but they're really in touch with the fans too. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with what they're doing right now.
And again, Brian, he's a fan. You got the Horsemen that are fans. With the both of them, they know what we want. They hear, they look, they see, they know what's going on. They're not, you know, like corporate idiots that don't give a, you know, blank about anything. So
Did they announce the pre-order or the payment plan for the pre-orders?
The last I heard, no, that
monthly, it was coming. It was coming soon. Yeah. I don't know if it's out yet or not. I hadn't checked actually.
Yeah,
I think as of maybe yesterday, it was not. But that's what I was wondering if anybody had seen anything today, because I think there was some discussion about it. But yeah, it's going to let you split it into three payments. Is that right?
Yeah, three payments.
And then just one shipping, of course, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's still going to ship all at once because it's not shipping that soon. But the idea is that it's kind of like the best of both worlds, because they had that problem with Mattel, with Maddie Collector. You know, you could pay to have them as each one hit, but they wouldn't always hit on time. So you'd have one that would hit a little bit later, and then you'd be like, well, if it'd only been a couple weeks, I might as well have waited for the next one and saved on some shipping.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so I ended up just doing the quarterly shipping, you know, every quarter get my figures, because I'd save like two figures worth of shipping. And then on top of it, you know, you still get your figures. I still get to play with them. I just don't get them as early as some other person.
Right. Yeah. I screwed up last year with that, with the Filmation. So I had to get the Filmation guys till Christmas. So
I did that too, but you only things we were missing was like the last three Filmation.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And what I do usually anyway is like September on, I don't open the figures, so I have something to open Christmas morning for my wife. So
yeah,
it worked out. You know, again, like I said, those are my gifts throughout the year, so I have to start saving some for Christmas morning.
Yeah, so, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's something we worked out. I think it works fine.
I need to implement that here at the Johnson House, I believe it.
I think you should. It works, man. It works.
We need to do that.
It works. You know. But yeah, I honestly, in my gut, I honestly believe we're gonna have something's gonna be announced. I mean, I really hope something's gonna be announced, because it's just a little fishy that all of a sudden all of these people from the movie are attending PowerCon, you know, on the 30th anniversary. So, I mean, hopefully it's it could set set it up for next year, which would be great.
Yeah, I hope it's just not one of those things where we speculate too much and get our hopes up, and then it's really nothing. I would be really let down, just like,
if it happens, Brian, it was your fault.
There you go. Yeah,
right.
Otherwise, it was my idea.
It's just like the He-Man movie. You don't want to speculate too much, and then you get your everything ruined.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I really do believe. I mean, something's got it. I mean, there's definitely got to be something up the sleeve for to have all these people. I mean, when's the last time you heard or seen Gary Goddard talk about Masters. I mean,
You know, he has been working on his Captain Power series.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a Captain Power series that's been in the work. It's called Phoenix Rising. I'm a huge Captain Power fan, and let's get that Captain Power coming.
Who was Captain Power?
Remember Captain Power?
No, he's a...
I'm sorry.
No, but
I'm sorry for your childhood.
Wasn't he Tom Cruise?
What?
I don't know.
Are you confusing Captain Power and Top Gun?
No.
or Cocktail and Captain Power.
No. Wasn't he? I thought.
Risky Business?
I don't know if he had it.
I swear, Captain Power is not. It's not. It's not dance in his underwear, I promise.
Yeah.
Captain Power is just a space show that was live action with very early computer graphics.
Effects. It was like interactive too, right? You could probably.
It was interactive with the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
It was a great show. I've got the DVD set somewhere over here. I like to watch it. It was just very ahead of its time. It was sci-fi show that was very new and original at the time. I mean, you know, it may not stand up to the today's test power because, you know, it's old and it doesn't look as good, but it was great. It was great.
So Goddard announced in 2016 that he is bringing the plans to bring the series back after 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he actually announced it previous to that. He had made references to it earlier, but yeah, now it's pretty official. The sequel is called Phoenix Rising, I'm pretty sure. Let me look at my DVD set over here. It's
That's right.
Captain Power.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got the series, and it was just a lot of fun. It was in the year 2147, and
way
it's the Metal Wars. Ooh, the Metal Wars. And Jonathan Power is trying to defeat the Masters of Combat, like Lord Dredd. And his Bio Dread Empire.
The mood is set.
But here's the thing. One of the guys who wrote for it, J. Michael Straczynski, he used to write Filmation episodes.
Oh, cool. Tie-in.
Yeah. And Gary Goddard directed Masters of the Universe.
Bam.
So it had a lot of it came out of the ashes of He-Man, really.
Okay.
7 degrees of Got Gary Goddard.
Sure. Well, like back in the day, that was kind of the thing. You know, that Filmation didn't last that much longer after He-Man. And Filmation didn't just have animated series. It was also very well known for its live-action stuff.
Yeah, Shazam, and so this, ISIS.
So it was just kind of – I'd almost call it an unofficial, you know, spinoff of the original, you know, Filmation.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I'll check it. At the end of his little introduction, Gary Goddard has an intro on this DVD set. It even says "Power on." Ooh,
really?
Because of Power Con or because of Captain Power? Ooh.
Now, what is the new series going to be? Is it like a Netflix exclusive, or is it going to be?
Who knows? I actually hadn't heard yet. They were still in pre-production, so I'm sure they're working out the details. Whoever financed it probably gets that say. But I mean, I'm down for it regardless. I'm excited.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, you know what I saw today, actually? They're bringing back Will and Grace, too.
And Roseanne.
And Roseanne, too? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Roseanne's going to have a new season. It's coming up soon, I think.
Oh, my.
That's crazy.
I know y'all were very excited. I'm giving you the heads up now. It's great.
Make sure to mark that down.
Well,
yes.
Will and Grace was funny, but Roseanne, I can't stand that pig. I can't. I don't know. I just never
liked. Why do you gotta be like that?
She's just like I don't know. What, you know, when she sang the national anthem and grabbed the crotch, and, I don't know. She just, ever since then, she just kind of irked me. You know, I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Hold a grudge much?
Yeah,
I know, right?
I'm like, what was that, 1991?
I was gonna say that's been some time, and I actually used to like the show. I mean, I don't know if I would hold it up today, but
Is this the 30-year anniversary of the crotch grab? Do we gonna have Roseanne on the panel, and we might get a Roseanne action figure? Oh man, she's.
Hey, I'll buy one for Brian if we do.
Roseanne Con. It's gonna be pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's funny. Oh man.
Oh yeah, we're way off topic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We are.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh man. So yeah, I mean, like, so, do you, Aaron, what do you think? Are you expecting anything to come out of the PowerCon with the movie, or you just think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just hoping for. I guess first hope would be for some figures, of course, the movie figures, and then my second hope would be that they drop some kind of serious bomb about the movie. Because I feel like. Yeah, we've heard this movie rumor for so long, and we're so tired of it because it pops up every couple of months and everybody goes crazy and then it dies and then whatever.
Whoa!
Yeah, but I mean, the one thing that gave me faith was that they actually went ahead and said that McG is not on it. So
that
at least seemed to be a step in the right direction. So I don't know.
Why don't
man,
you like MG? Why don't you like McG or whatever his name is?
I don't know. I'm just I'm not a big fan of what he's done. I mean, it's
okay.
It's not.
I didn't know. I'm just asking.
No, nothing personal. I mean, he seemed like a nice guy, but it seemed like when they talked to him too about Masters, and
he's not a fit for it.
Well, he was just kind of like he kept saying, you know, we're going to give what the fans want. We're going to give what. But when asked what a specific of that would be. He was never able to give a specific. We're just going to do what the fans want. So, I don't
know. Well, he's, you know, and I'm not trying to come to his defense or anything. I'm wondering if because there's just like in the first movie, there's so many bosses for this. There's going to be Mattel. There's going to be Classic Media. There's going to be the production company. There's going to be Sony bosses.
I think that's part of the problem. He couldn't really specify anything because he's answering to everybody.
Yeah,
correct.
See, a movie like that is going to be tough because there are so many people involved, you know, and it's going to suck for whoever is the director, producer, because you're going to have to be dealing with so many people and you're going to have to please them and do what they want. And not a lot of directors like to do that. They like to do what they want to do. So,
And they have their own vision for what that thing should be. And that's, you know, like – I'm not saying anything bad about McG. I'm just saying I thought it was an interesting step as far as to say that he had been removed and there, you know, there were somebody else in the works. And I just thought that was kind of interesting because that's something that really hasn't happened much or we haven't heard anything about recently.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Michael Bay, I'll be pretty. I'll
dude,
be
don't
okay.
jinx us. Don't jinx
well,
us.
Well, I mean,
I can't.
If we
I can't,
get a budget.
I can't stand that guy, man. That guy ruins everything.
I would agree.
I don't
but
like
I have no interest in that. Now, am I crazy or did I hear that there was somebody that was announced, Tim somebody?
Yeah, no, you're just crazy, but you could continue.
That's what I thought. I thought it was something as far as with him that he was going to be reworking everything again. So, and this was somebody that had worked on Thor, maybe.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know. I have to look it up. I'm crazy.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't see that. So you might be right. Who knows? Who knows?
We'll have that for next week.
Yeah, it's like again. It's just like so many rumors and stuff going around. I try to tend to not pay attention to it because it's just too much, man. I've been down that road. For the last 10 years, we're getting a movie, we're getting this, we're getting that, and we get nothing. So, I don't know. It's just tough. It's hard. Especially if you're passionate and you really want it. You know, it's something that you want to see, and unfortunately, you know, you get stuck with nothing.
Just dangling a date out there for me is enough right at the moment.
that was definitely cool because, you know, now they're on a schedule, so – They got to put a fire under themselves to get it out there.
Yeah, and that in itself is concerning because they're going to rush it.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, too. You don't want them to rush and ruin it.
I don't know, man. I'm so back and forth over this movie. Some days I'm like, please, God, give me the movie. And some days I'm like, please, God, don't let anybody touch this movie.
Yeah, it's delicate. It's you want it in the right hands. You want it definitely.
Well, who give me an example of someone that would be good.
To be honest with you, I was really happy with the guy who did Suicide Squad.
David Ayers.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, I might be unpopular with this, but I hated Suicide Squad.
Really?
Yeah, well,
and I saw the extended cut, and the extra scenes of Gangster Joker did not help.
Well,
yeah, man, you got a friend in me, because I personally, and I'm not trying to step on anybody else's toes either, but yeah. I just didn't feel it.
I thought it had something going for itself at the start, maybe, but then it just completely fell apart by the end.
Well,
like, I was like, what are we? My girlfriend and I were watching it. And we were like, what are we watching? Like, why are we? We're like, we're trying to give it a chance. Let's continue watch it. Maybe it'll get better.
Yeah, that's what we need. Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
I actually just rewatched it over the weekend because I had the flu and I didn't move away from the couch and it was on. And I haven't seen it pretty much since
it
came out. It was pretty solid, man. I really liked it a lot. And
like when she was so, you know, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do this. We're gonna make this about Suicide Squad now, just for a few minutes. Okay. So in the movie, Deadshot,
right,
can headshot the little bad guys, the little minions, and they don't die necessarily from a headshot, but she uses her baseball bat on them in the elevator.
And
they die. Okay. Right. Okay. Or the fact that they have, like, let's go put the explosives on a manhole cover. Okay, Diablo can't kill. You know, I'm sorry if you've not seen this movie. I'm saving you time and money, probably. But but they have this scene at the very end where they defeat the big bad guy by putting a bomb underneath his feet, and it makes the tiniest explosion, right? The tiniest burst of an explosion to defeat this god. But Diablo,
it was a nuke too.
Fire. It was a what?
It was supposed to be a nuke too. A nuclear bomb.
A nuclear bomb doesn't make the size of a manhole. I'm sorry. Yeah. They even said put him over in this corner over here because they knew exactly where the bomb was, of course, right?
Right. No, but
I'm
But I'll tell you one thing, though. I read something after the movie, and Jared Leto was really pissed off. But the fact is that supposedly there's enough footage of just the Joker that they could actually make a movie, like a 2.5-hour movie of just the Joker and Harley Quinn, because they cut out all.
Well, why did they put that in the movie then?
That's his beef. Like, that's why he's pissed off.
And so I would be pissed too. I mean, I'm sure you're probably pissed.
Oh, definitely.
You had to watch it with very little Joker and Harley.
Yeah.
But doesn't that mean that what we got was incomplete and not good?
Well, I guess.
Now that was something I was already against it before I watched it because of that reason. I'd heard the same thing Brian just said, that the movie actually, there was a whole nother movie.
Yeah,
the relationship between Harley and him, and for me, that was kind of the lacking part.
So I don't want them to film a whole He-Man movie where it's two He-Man movies, but they release the tale of Cringer, or like, you know, Men at Arms finds out that Tila is his daughter or something.
Yeah.
Plus, you pointed out the bat thing, man. I hate inconsistencies. That's like,
You can't do that to me, man.
I'm already out of it.
No. That was making me mad. Plus the fact that they had to, like, blatantly explain characters' backstory. There was that scene where they explain Katana's backstory twice because the fans really don't know who she is. It's probably like they were gonna choose between the two scenes to put the movie, and they just chose, hey, let's throw them both in because we got time. We cut up hours of Joker already.
I mean, I was really hoping for when they released it on the Blu-ray that they would have more.
They do. They have an extended cut, but the extended cut is no better. It's not a good movie. I mean, like, okay, Common is in the movie. Common is a rapper, if people don't know. He's pretty good. He shows up in the movie for 5 minutes or less, only to be killed just as quickly as he shows up.
Well, there's probably another 45 minutes of Common
More Common scenes, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or like the Batman. The Batman shows up in the movie very little as well. And that's okay. I'm glad that he wasn't a main part of the story.
No, and he had a lot more scenes in the movie that they cut as well. He was more a part of the movie.
Well, I would actually look at it and go, why was he needed anyways? Because they were just using it as a way to capture, Deadshot, of course? So
Deadshot,
the only reason Deadshot's
Joker
in jail now.
Well, yeah, well...
Or why did Harley Quinn go back to the team and help them out, even though the explosive insider had been deactivated? She was free if she wanted to be.
Right. Well, that's another question that will never be answered, because, honestly, she should have ran for her freedom, because she knew that the implant was dead anyway.
Was dead, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little strange. I don't know why she didn't go. I would have ran if I was her.
Okay, I found some information. I'm going to swing us back around to Masters real quick.
Suicide Squad only gets
sorry,
so
man.
Far,
I have been in Suicide Squad world for far too long.
What we're talking about?
How long is that movie? Like, how long is the one that they have now, the Suicide Squad?
It's over 2 hours.
That's 2 hours too long. All right. So, Mick G no longer directing Masters of the Universe. What it says here is He-Man has the power, but he doesn't have a director. Mick G, who has been on board to direct the long-discussed Masters of the Universe reboot since early 2016, is no longer attached to the movie. And Sony has met with directors, and Entertainment Weekly has learned from a source familiar with production who also says David S. Goyer, who wrote Batman Begins and Man of Steel, is writing the screenplay for the event film.
All right. I can deal with that. He did a good job with those movies.
Goyer doesn't have a very good record, though.
No, Man of Steel was a good
movie. I don't
movie,
know it. But if I base it just on Batman Begins and what was the other, Man of Steel?
Yeah.
I mean, at least I feel like it's going to be taken somewhat seriously.
Yeah, wait,
You know what else he's also well known for? Blade 3.
Oh, God, man. Here's the thing, though. Blade 3, Ryan Reynolds, he killed it, man. I mean, you can't say he didn't.
So, he did Blade Trinity. He was the director of Blade Trinity. He was the director of this other really bad movie called The Invisible. If anyone ever goes to watch it, it's like an emo movie on steroids. It's really, really bad.
That's what I want. I want Skeletor sitting in the corner sulking.
So, he wrote Blade Trinity. He wrote Puppet Master versus the Dynamic Toys.
Well, yeah.
He wrote... Oh, God, what else did he write? He wrote the Constantine TV series. Or he developed...
That was good. That was a good show, actually.
Okay. He wrote the Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance movie.
I didn't see that.
He wrote Jumper movie, which isn't bad. I'm not gonna go crazy on that one.
Yeah, I like Jumper's movie. But okay, so that's a groan from the Halls of Grayskull.
Okay,
I don't know, man.
Hold on, you're gonna love this. He did the David Hasselhoff Nick Fury movie in 1998.
Come on, man. What you're looking at is you're taking all of this old work and you're stacking it up. At least the last couple of things, okay, Batman Begins and Constantine,
Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice.
Did he really?
That's
he did.
You owe me a beer.
Why
is that good, though? Come on.
It is good.
It was a good movie, man.
It just... That got cut really down, too. I mean...
There's a whole other Superman movie in there that they just left out.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, based on the man playing the bad, I don't really care anyway. So, it's fine.
Okay. He also did Devil Dolls, guys. He did Devil Dolls. And Toys.
No idea what that is.
And he did those recently.
Really?
Yes, Devil Dolls. That's kind of like Skeletor, right?
Great, man. Great. So this whole movie is going to be about the Dorbs or something. Jesus.
A He-Man movie that's centered around the Pops and the Dorbs and the loyal subjects coming
alive. Yeah, and we'll get somebody to write the bios for the Dorbs because we need that.
I'm not going to lie. I think if they made a movie with stop action motion with toys, I would totally be down for it.
So everybody loves Robot Chicken. Why not?
If we do a Robot Chicken style movie, this needs to be done. This needs to be done. I want a movie that's in like stop motion animation or claymation that's He-Man. If claymation we get that, you know what? My dreams as a child will come. Will be on the screen where you can see him because I want to see the toys come to life.
You'd be full circle.
Have you
ever? It would be full circle.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Come on, man.
They can hire me. I'll direct stop motion.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
One of my old college roommates is into it, actually, stop motion. He lives in Sweden now. Yeah, he lives in Sweden, but he did stop motion. I think he still does it, actually. I just don't know because he's in Sweden. But go figure. I'll hire him. They can hire me as the director. We'll make a kick butt.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'd be great.
Great.
That'd be great.
It'll at least be better than Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. from 1998, okay?
Don't doubt that.
You know they had a TV show, too, with David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was a two-hour movie.
No.
David S. Goyer wrote this.
Oh, I thought it was a TV show.
It was a movie. It was a made-for-TV movie.
Okay.
It's just as bad. Don't worry.
All right.
I don't know. If he can handle source material like Batman and Superman, and they feel comfortable with him handling those. Come on, man. Let me go out on a high note here.
I think he has a pretty good track record, man. Batman Begins and Batman vs. Superman and The Man of Steel. To me,
so he can write Batman, but can he write Skeletor?
Yeah, that's to be seen, I guess, right? That's the question. But who do you
can anybody out Skeletor Langella? I mean,
seen. But who? But who do you think it would be better, McGee or this guy? I mean, I prefer.
I'm good with this guy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You know what? Since I've already thrown my hat in the ring, I want to let everyone know that they should go on YouTube tonight and watch. I think it's Skeletor Toy Hunter. Have y'all heard of this before? Skeletor Toy Hunter on YouTube?
No.
I directed this several years ago.
Oh, my God. I got to watch it.
Yes.
It's great. It's called Skeletor Toy Hunter. Y'all should go and watch this. This was directed by me and made. I'm in it. I played Ewok, by the way, just so everyone knows. I'm not good like Skeletor.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I like the direction your movie's going either.
No, we got MASH action figures inside there. There's Ewoks. And Skeletor. It's great.
That's funny.
Y'all need to go watch this. I made this. This was me. And it's
Skeletor
awesome.
Toy Hunt. Okay, yes. Man, I'm on it.
Skeletor Toy Hunter.
Oh, Toy Hunter.
It's an imitation of the old Toy Hunter show with Skeletor at the elite. I mean, what's not to like about that? Yeah, it's about toys.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of
Skeletor,
fun.
Skeletor, there's some G.I. Joe toys inside there. It's great.
Brian says, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, man.
It was. Hey, it was better than Blade 3 Trinity, okay?
Please hold your excitement, Ozone.
Is it stop motion or like?
It's not stop motion. I made it. We did it in one take. It speaks for itself. You should watch it.
I am. what is it called again?
Skeletor Toy Hunter. Yes.
Skeletor Toy Hunter.
Ozone will never remember that.
No, I'm not. You know, so be prepared when I ask you when we go off the air.
And then when he types it in, he's going to spell it wrong anyway. So it's going to be Skeleton Boy Hunter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That might be a movie. You never know.
Yeah,
written by David Boyer.
Yeah, McGee special.
All right, guys. What else? I guess if we killed it for tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's end it on that because that was fun. That was a lot of made me laugh. So, all right, Waffle King, say your goodbyes.
All right, guys. Check out the Waffle Mafia, man. Come over to Lucky Legends. Got the most powerful waffles in the universe and Lord of Destruction waffles. We also have our little brother from another mother over at La Wheel. So come check us out, man.
Definitely. Definitely. Andrew?
Yes, I just want to say go out there and watch my Skeletor Toy Hunter video on YouTube. Skeletor Toy Hunter. And then inquire for Sony to make me the director of the next Master Universe movie. We'll make sure that it's stop motion. We'll make sure that the toys are featured and that it's awesome.
That's we'll use the loyal subjects. Trend it
on Twitter.
Loyal subject and dorms we'll use.
We'll set the media campaign now. Got to start early. We got until, 2019, right?
Yeah. We got two years. All right.
They're looking for a director and a way to go.
We know one. So, all right. Well, I just want to say thanks for listening. Another great show. Another great time. I want you guys to check out the Master of the Galaxy Facebook page for all the updates. Please give us any of your feedback. We appreciate it. Check out HeManWorld.com. And until next time, guys, rock on, bro.